Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert, and Vanessa Holmes-Bell is in the studio with us this week. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, the phone lines are open, so you can call in at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. And those numbers are really important because it is the listeners against Steve and Vanessa.
Both of us?
Both of you.
Really?
And guessing the music theme. And the music theme is the movie that the song was played in, the Christmas music of the movie that the song was played in. So we'll have three chances.
Say that again.
The
Christmas movie.
That the song was played in.
So when
the song plays, what's the movie?
Okay.
That is from, and you got three chances. The fourth one.
Now, are these popular movies? Or are these from Peter Inch's library? Because you know you're a pretty old guy.
They're Christmas movies.
No, you're old though, but you like stuff like "It's a Wonderful Christmas." "It's a White Christmas."
Yeah.
And
I don't like "Wonderful Christmas," but I like "White Christmas."
Okay, there we go. There's a hint.
Yeah.
And
we got 778 people.
778.
Up one.
Come on, people.
Facebook, and if you want to see what we all look like in our Christmas sweaters today, read yours, Steve, because I don't get it. But
you don't get it? I guess that's not one of the movies then there, Steve.
Hi, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Yeah. It's blue. Is that a broom or what is that? Or
that's a narwhal. You don't know what a narwhal is?
No, I don't know what a narwhal is. It looks like a curling broom to me.
Okay. Well, there you go.
There you go. So, but it's our Christmas sweater day. So
yours doesn't light up. I thought you said yours lit up.
No, but it goes, ho, ho, ho. You know, kind of the stomach jiggles.
You know?
Yeah.
That's nice.
You both disappointed me. I thought we'd start a day early and wear them yesterday, but you guys
the bed. Well, we said, why are you wearing your Christmas sweater? You're supposed to wear that tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I guess your husband said that too.
Oh, yeah, he said that as soon as he saw it.
But we're both on the same
page. It was going to be a Christmas sweater day yesterday. Okay.
I thought so.
All right.
Now, I went to a beautiful Christmas concert last night.
Did you?
Metropolitan United Church.
Wow.
And it was a candlelight concert.
Very nice.
So you went in, lights were up, and then they turned them down. They must have had 1,000 candles.
Now, you didn't go to that by yourself. That's not somebody you go to by yourself, Peter.
I didn't even buy the ticket.
Oh. So somebody took you.
Oh, yeah. So I wouldn't have, it's not something I would have gone to, but now since I've been there, they have Queen coming.
Do they?
Wow. There's some good ones I might go back to. But
so you and Barb had a nice time, did you?
They had a violinist.
Nice.
Playing from St. Thomas, one from St. Thomas.
Is that right?
One from London and one from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And then they had is it a cello?
Yes, it's a cello. Yep.
She was from London and she did the announcing and that. Did a very good job.
Nice.
Yeah, it was very nice.
So you'll go back.
I would go back. And if you haven't been there or you're one of the guys that, you know, hey, I don't know if I want to go.
Okay.
It's only an hour and a half of your life, you know.
An hour and a half of your life.
And you make everybody in your life happy.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was very good. I never fell asleep. So it was very good. So.
That's the marker.
It is. Yeah. Wow. Okay. And did you subscribe?
No, I liked it because you can't take, which is kind of funny. They said, okay, don't take pictures or video until the last song. Make sure you turn your flash off. Well, people don't know how to turn their flash off because through the last song, all you're seeing is flash, 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 flash. But it was very nice. You could, you know, we were three rows back, so right close.
Oh, yeah, good tickets.
Take pictures.
Wow.
Section A, if you want to book it, get Section A.
Section A, third row back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, Peter approved.
Yep. Peter approved. Now, the only thing.
Oh, here we go.
The only thing.
Yes.
People management, moving people in and out They need to work on that.
Oh, they need a Peter?
Yeah. I mean, I got 10,000 people into the Bud quicker than I got into that.
So people manager, if you want to see that skill as well, you could go, you know, I attend Forest City Community Church, and today we had three Christmas services last week. We have three Christmas services today, 3, 5, and 7. You want to see us move people? We move people very efficiently in that parking lot.
Are you parking today?
I parked last week. I'm going to see the service today, but yes.
Well, can I get a ticket?
I can get 500. Yeah, you can get a ticket. I got 500 cars in and out of there in minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they had a real problem getting people out. Getting in, you stood in line for a bit, but getting out, I thought, if there was a fire here, we're in trouble.
Okay.
So, but
keep that in mind.
Yep. So, and what did you do last night?
Nothing. I had a very quiet evening.
Did you?
Yeah.
Vanessa?
Nice. I had my niece and nephew over, and hey, I have a question for you two. You're Park Cityans, right? Stampeders?
Yeah, Parkside, Collegiate, you know, yeah. What's the initial?
Park Cityans?
Park Cityans.
What's okay. The initial?
Stampeders, PCI.
And what's my initials? Mm.
Peter Christopher Inch. I know it's a bit sickening, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. See?
Yeah.
They named that school after me, PCI.
So we got into this debate. One graduated in 2008. The other one graduated in 2014. And they did not know the school song.
Really?
There was a school song.
There was.
Right?
Absolutely there was.
I thought I was losing my mind for two minutes.
I don't know the school song.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you sing it, Steve?
I'm not going to
sing it.
I can sing it. You want me to sing it?
Sure, go ahead.
We are from PCI, dear blue and white. For this great school of ours, we will always fight. You don't remember this song?
Okay, their ratings just dropped there. Yes,
wow.
I did remember it, but I wasn't going to sing it.
Oh, tricky trickster.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you chirped in there, Steve, with a fight, fight, fight. That was when you were on the football team. You would do that on the sidelines.
Yes. Listen, I did. I played football from the sidelines. Let's be honest. I wasn't very big.
Well, I played football from the sidelines. Yes, I was the water boy.
That was my spot. That's why I found curling, because I could actually play it.
Yeah.
Football, I just kind of got, I was, yes.
Well, your brother was the quarterback.
Both of them. Mike and Jeff, yeah, both played quarterback. They were taller. They were bigger. I wasn't so. Yeah. No, I would have been a punching bag.
Mm.
Yeah.
No comment.
Oh. Yeah, that's when you walk into high school for the very first time, at least in our era, grade 9, walk in, and you see a grade 9 get stuffed into a locker, you think, I'm not going to talk to anybody. I'm going to keep my mouth shut and just walk down the hall.
Yeah. And that you shouldn't be doing that.
No.
That's not nice.
But that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. And we will be right back.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. I fall asleep.
I'm going to guess It's a Wonderful Life.
I'm going to fall asleep. I don't know. It's old.
It is old.
It's older than me.
If you know that. So 519-643-2222. If you know what Christmas music or Christmas movie that is from, you can win a free furnace tune-up.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No.
Yes.
I sent Peter a meme or a... You know, on the socials, how you scroll. Did you get that?
No.
He never looks at his
Vanessa
Instagram. and the ruin is out. It's not.
Okay, well, we'll give the listeners a chance to name what movie, Christmas movie, that's from.
Okay.
And we'll jump into the questions here.
You're old.
I am old. I am
seniors.
Old. Now, just like we may have Scott maybe calling in with the answer here.
He's got the answer.
Hi, Scott. Go ahead.
Oh, obviously White Christmas.
That's exactly right. Congratulations,
congrats.
Scott. We'll have Juan get your phone number, and we'll call you
Wednesday.
And book that tune-up in. Congratulations.
Okay, do that. I'll be at... I'll be home. I forgot I'm off. So,
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you guys. Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And you guys said it earlier that it was White Christmas.
Christmas, his favorite song.
Yeah, but then I got thinking about it. I've never seen that movie, so how would I know?
Now, you picture, that's Bing Crosby.
Yes, it sounded like
singing
Bing.
Singing to...
Who?
I don't remember her name.
Oh, really?
But it's him kind of apologizing.
You got a thing for Bing.
Kind of apologizing to her, and so... It's congratulations.
So I bet
Scott.
You one of your favorite songs is David Bowie and Bing Crosby when they're Little Drummer Boy. You like that
song?
No,
I don't like the Little Drummer Boy like you do.
I love the Little Drummer Boy, but then we played our rendition really like last week. So
you have.
Oh, look, there's the list.
You
grab
have
it.
Two I easier know, right? ones coming.
Do you feel like you have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
No, I did that early. But two easier ones coming, and the last one, because we won't be able to do it.
No, don't tell me. You can just. You
the
can...
song is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So what movie did that come from?
Maybe Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
So you got one out of four. So there you go. Now we got some questions that came in.
I love that show, by the way.
What, Rudolph?
Yeah.
Says I replace my Nest thermostat with an Ecobee.
Okay.
And my house feels more comfortable. Why would that be?
That's great. I really don't know unless they install one of those sensors. Ecobee Premium has a sensor, and so sometimes you can locate that sensor in a room which is cooler or warmer than you usually like, and you can put that sensor in, and it should kind of blend or adjust the temperature. So if you put the sensor in, because Ecobee does that, then that could be one of the reasons. There really shouldn't be any difference between thermostats except one thermostat may read temperature just a little bit different than the other, so maybe that's it. But I'm probably the sensor.
Okay.
You want
what?
I'm looking at you, Vanessa. Have you got any questions there?
Do you have any questions?
Oh, I see. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say because you can adjust the temperature and tell the thermostat that it's not really what it is.
Yeah, these guys in the office.
The phantom temperature changer.
These horrible, horrible guys.
I
put it up to 77 yesterday.
I noticed that.
Because you're faking me out.
That's right. It's really 60
really
in the
60.
Office. Yeah. He's got to adjust to 10 degrees warmer than what it is.
She's got to be cold. Yeah. Keep her awake.
Is that the answer to your question?
No, this is my question.
Oh, okay.
Because I had a Nest.
Oh.
So why is it warmer in your house, Peter?
Because the Nest does what?
Well, the Ecobee does the same thing. You just maybe turn those features off. The Nest is a smart thermostat. It learns. Ecobee learns as well, but you could have done the same thing with your Nest if you just turned those features off. And it's an automatic learning sensor. So what it does is it learns your habits. You're not home. You're home when you come home. So it kind of adjusts the temperature before you get there. But if you leave the room or if Tundra's in there, it may not see Tundra and it'll just self-adjust. It thinks like you're not home.
120-pound dog and it can't see it.
Well, maybe because unless you lower the thermostat to around your knees and then it would see Tundra. But
well, she jumped up. She's 5'6" when she stands on her hinds. So.
But Ecobee has those same learning sensors, but typically we don't enable those unless you want them enabled because the Ecobee learns as well.
Well, I feel more comfortable with Ecobee.
All right. All right.
And it's 1 degree less.
Is it?
Do you fake yourself out at home and make it show the temperature warmer than what it is?
Just at work.
Oh, okay.
Just so the listeners understand, Ecobee has a feature, we call it the marriage saver, which allows you to have it one temperature, but the thermostat will actually display another. So Peter, who likes it 66 in the office.
My nose is cold.
It actually will be 66, but the thermostat shows 72 and keeps everybody happy because you walk up to the thermostat, it's 72. It's really 66.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to change it.
You should flip it around. You should flip it around the other way, right? Yeah.
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 Okay, so another question came in. It says, hi, guys. And no, I am not a homeowner, but I do have issues with major amount of dust in my apartment. I can literally see it hanging in the air at times. What can I do myself that won't cost me a fortune to make the air quality better? Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, I mean,
Would changing the filter be one?
Well, they may not have a filter.
Well, they may
it's
not
apartment.
Even have access to it. I was trying to help there. You see that?
Yeah. If they have a self-contained unit, they could put a better filter in, maybe. They could get a portable air cleaner, which they're very popular. There's one in every studio in this radio
except
station,
ours.
Except
Do
for ours.
Do you want to go back to last week when we brought that all up?
No. Juan's happy. He's breathing pure air.
Juan has one. I need to see.
I'm super happy here.
It could just be pets. Could be the carpet. Could be that they live down the end of a circle. If you live on a circle, right, where they've got the
cul-de-sac.
Thank you. All the traffic that comes down there, or the wind blows, or anything, all that dust kind of actually comes into the house. So those homes are typically more dusty than others.
Let's just say that again. Hey, Phil, can you get the dust cleaner out?
I think you guys are okay because you're still off to the side.
Oh,
you're not right there
Steve,
at the
I wanted,
end.
I was trying to get my house clean.
All right, Phil, clean the house. It could be, carpet's notorious for holding a lot of dust as well. But, I mean, it could be pets. There's lots to that question, Peter.
There is.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
But you'll always see dust when light comes through the window. You'll always see dust. And when it lands, we can't clean it. It's got to be in the air, get drawn back to a filter, whether that's a room one or a furnace one, to clean it.
You could leave your vacuum cleaner with a HEPA bag on all the time, and it'll just constantly clean the air.
That's what I got to do at work all the time to keep the place clean.
That's right. We were joking as we were walking in here today. We walked in and our feet were wet, so we're walking across the floor, and your shoes are squeaking. I said to Mike, the security guard, "Say, Mike, good thing you're not at our building, because if you'd have walked in today, Peter would have been behind you with a mop."
He wouldn't let one of the guys go to the bathroom yesterday.
Right, I know. Can't go to the bathroom until the floor is dry.
No, stay on the carpet. Vanessa, don't even sit down. Stay on the carpet.
That might be an HR issue. I'm not too sure, though, not allowing someone to use the bathroom.
Hey, you ask the guys that mopped the back, and people walked across it, and they were just looking at him going, what are you doing? And all they were doing was mopping it to get ready to paint it.
I see.
So they even know how it feels.
All right.
And even I won't even go into my favorite variety store if they mopped it.
No,
I'll open the door and I'll go, not walking across that floor.
It's okay, Mr. Rich, I'll get your
Coke.
That's
what they say. And I go, no, I'll just go to another one. I don't want to dirty your floor. So I know how it feels.
So if you don't want peat in your house, mop the floor.
Mop the floor.
Yeah. There you go. You're having a good laugh. Who invited Vanessa along anyways?
You did.
Okay. So we got one here. When I cook, my windows fog up on the entire main level.
Are they black with carbon?
No, this is my question.
Okay.
Can you help control the humidity in my home?
When you cook?
Yeah. The other day, Phil cooked supper. When I got home, I couldn't even see in the front windows.
And so did he have the range hood on?
Yep.
And does the range hood exhaust out of the house?
Well, so we have a ceiling exhaust.
Okay. And you turn that on every time?
Yeah. We have a gas stove.
Oh, so it has to exhaust out of the house. So gas stoves have to exhaust out of the house.
Yeah.
And really, you need, the only other thing, you could crack a window, but I mean, that's the problem. Or you could install fresh air, like an HRV. That'll cure the problem.
You need an HRV.
Immediately. Yeah. And then make the house smell fresh. If you go away on vacation, come back, house is smelling great.
I got a better fix.
Never smell the dogs.
Phil shouldn't cook. What are you saying?
Uber. What?
Uber. Fluber?
Uber.
Fluber?
Uber Eats?
Yep. Uber. Oh, Fluber Eats. No, at my house, it's Fluber Eats. Yeah. Phil cooks.
Yeah. What's the
Fuber.
Other one?
I'm going to call a Fuber.
Fluber.
Uber, and what's the Uber Eats and?
Uber Eats.
There's another
skip
one.
Skip the dishes?
Skip the dishes. All there right. you go. See how much I use them? I don't even... Now, I cook outside on the barbecue. Then you don't get any of that.
Then you don't even get that. No
more
inside cooking.
Until sometimes when he cooks in the barbecue, he forgets that it's out there. And
falls asleep.
The next day, he goes out there, why is the barbecue running? And he opens up and there's some sacrificial something still in the barbecue.
Oh, my goodness.
Charred goodness.
You're too busy.
Hamburg's a hockey puck. Well, while we're having that good laugh, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
I'm going to go Home Alone.
No.
But it is on the Home Alone.
That's not...
I'm telling you it is.
This one makes me laugh.
Why?
Well, we'll see if a listener calls in.
White what? Christmas?
No.
No.
This is hilarious. When you hear the answer, you will laugh.
Ha.
But we'll go.
No one's calling.
Maybe
you need to give people the number
Elf?
Again.
Yeah. 519-643-2222.
It could be Elf. Why don't you could guess Elf.
866-354-8255.
He's blocking you.
Juan, okay. Do you know? Does he know the answers?
Yes. He knows the answers.
Because
so
I have to
anything.
Send them to him.
Come on.
So, no guess?
Vanessa guessed Elf.
That's correct.
There.
That's correct. And Steve, what's your sweater say?
My buddy.
So I'm looking at your sweater going, all you got to do is look down and you get the answer.
I can't read upside down.
And you couldn't even get that. So congratulations, Vanessa.
You get a free tune-up.
Yeah. No.
Congratulations.
No,
what?
No, you get a high five. There you go.
High five.
Two high fives. Got to have it.
So we'll head back to the questions here because this one...
I'm boycotting.
Yeah. So I recently had a heat pump installed, and at night I turn it down to 18 from 22.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time to come back up to temperature just using the heat pump. Any tips?
Yes. You're not going to like my tip, but
here's
a tip. Don't do that. Keep it at 22. If you want your room cooler where you're sleeping, then just close down that register a little bit, and it will cool down. Simple. Heat pumps, they don't recover heat quickly, as you're finding out. And so they're like air conditioning. They're best just to find a temperature you like, set it and forget it, and it will run extremely efficiently for you instead of what you're trying to do.
So don't set back.
Don't set back.
On a heat pump. And really, you don't want to because it's going to save you money running on the heat pump. And all the time it's going to work to make that back up, you're not going to save a lot.
That's correct.
I'm correct? Say again. No,
if you were just listening, I just said all that. So thank you for reiterating that for me, but it's okay.
Someone's got to pay attention to everything that's going on.
Oh, exactly. You're not listening to me. And we that's
got,
okay. Right?
I got Vanessa in here I got to worry about. Yeah. You know, so,
Are you? Are your earphones on mic canceling when I speak?
They do. They are mic canceling headphones.
Steve canceling.
Yeah. Right?
Steve
I've
canceling.
Got Steve canceling headphones on. Yeah. Yes.
It's just like another Monday.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
You good?
Of course I am.
Good. Now, you didn't greet Juan this morning when we came in the door.
I did. I said, hey, Juan, I gave him a fist.
Yeah, but not with your normal greeting. So maybe you could say Christmas in your normal greeting.
What?
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, if you want me to speak Spanish.
That's what you normally
I'll appreciate right? that.
Yeah. Hola, Juan. Feliz Navidad.
There we go. There I like it.
Feliz ¿Cómo Navidad. Está?
Bien, bien, bien.
¿Cómo se va? Or no?
No, it's French. Como,
yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Good try, Vanessa.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I just noticed that. See, I notice these little things every time I come in here. So.
Okay, there's not much other Spanish I know, by the way, just to let you
know. Well, I just know Feliz Navidad.
Okay. So. All right.
That's enough.
Yep.
That's it.
Okay.
And there's maybe you can correct me because Steve doesn't believe me.
Huh?
There is a reporter that's on the station that her last name is Feliz Navidad.
Yes, it is.
See?
Honestly.
The last name is not Feliz Navidad, but it's Navidad.
Yeah. Navidad, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay. So they just threw in Feliz just because.
Or I just throw in
no,
Feliz.
No, I think she says something with Feliz as well, but it's Navidad.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go, see?
Okay.
I listen to this station 24 hours a day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could give them tips, but
you need to do something other than listen to the radio in the office because, the rest of us are out doing calls or booking, or on the phones or, what are you going
to
do?
Even my dog, Tundra, listens to this station 24 hours a day.
All right.
Because that's the music or the station that I put on when I leave the house. Right. And it's funny, when that commercial plays, the Christmas one,
Tundra
she'll
picks,
start barking. And she'll like, okay,
he's
in that box.
Yeah. What's going on with him? So, how can I even hear him?
Yeah. So there you go.
She's got a big bark.
Now this one,
Uh-oh.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you're about to listen to the Reminder of the Day.
Reminder of the Day.
Live. This is so special. Thank you so much for inviting me today, you guys. I'm, like, super honored. I do just want to say I was going to change the tip of the day, but I know that would throw Peter right the heck off.
Yeah, it'd be a tailspin.
On Tuesday at 9 a.m., he's like, where's my reminder? Where's my reminder? And I literally don't get it to him until
Friday.
The ninth hour. But, anyways, the tip of the day. A condensate pump is a specific type of pump used to pump the condensate, which is water, produced in the heating and cooling system. Condensate pumps may cycle every 4 to 5 minutes during the winter when cold exterior temperatures happen. And the humidifier is working at 50%. Oh, Peter, you read these way better. Working at a 50% duty cycle, which leads to more significant condensation. In ordinary circumstances, however, a condensate pump should run less frequently. It is important to inspect and clean your condensate pump on a regular basis. Not only will it prolong the life of your pump, but it will also help you to determine if it's time to replace the pump. If you are apprehensive and unsure of how to clean the condensate pump, please call us to service this system. I have to tell you, I did some research on condensate pumps, Steve.
Right.
Because it's crazy how you have to, like, turn off the furnace power and unhook
all the little parts and pieces.
Yeah, you can run vinegar through, but you can also, like, take it completely apart, use a toothbrush, and clean it. I was like, this is like a whole new thing in my world as a homeowner. So,
and
crazy.
Keep in mind that, I mean, sometimes homeowners have two condensate pumps. They'll have one for their furnace, and they'll also have one for their tankless water heater because they may not be too close to one another. So they'll have two in one house.
Now, what did you just learn from the tip of the day?
Don't make it long.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, we want to thank John Mahoney, who came in this week, delivered a Christmas card. Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
John was our first install 2 years ago.
Yes, first installation.
We went out and did, but he said, I listened to the Vanessa
tip of the day. Hi, John.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he liked our... I said
kibitzing.
It wrong. Kibitzing.
Kibitzing.
Back and forth between us two. He says he really enjoys that. Gives him a laugh on a Saturday morning.
Well, it gives me a laugh on a Saturday morning, so I'm good too.
But thanks, John. Appreciate everything you've done.
If you could just see his lovely Christmas sweater.
Got to get the stomach rolling when you do that, Steve. So.
All right.
So this one, I know Juan has one of these in there that he can do it, but it says a couple of times the kill switch.
Oh, yes.
So if we say something wrong, he can kill it before it hits the air, has gone off on the furnace.
Okay.
When I reboot it, everything works again. What could be causing this? So a couple of times this has happened.
Well, two times is not good. So your kill switch is a safety device, so keep that in mind. It trips for a reason. One is for your safety, so it's kind of important if it keeps on tripping, that just call somebody because, I mean, it could be, I mean, the heat exchanger, like your system could be overheating. That safety switch is tripping because of a limit switch. It's getting too hot in there. If you don't deal with it, you're gonna have an expensive repair because you're going to split open that heat exchanger, and then we're going to come and we're going to shut your furnace down while you're waiting either for the part or putting a new furnace in.
Mm-hmm.
So please keep in mind, safeties are designed not only for your safety, but the safety of the appliance as well. So you can reset it just to get you some heat, but while you're resetting it, make the phone call to whoever you are using to look after your HVAC equipment and get them out there.
Yeah, and it can be a plug filter cause that. But it, you know, also make sure you have those CO alarms outside bedroom areas, digital readout ones, so that you can see If it is a cracked heat exchanger that's doing that, you can see if CO is being produced.
Yeah. Just don't ignore it.
No, it's not something to just think. And a kill switch, like you say, kill switch is safety switch, but it's safety so that nothing happens to you or your family. And, you know, if something, we have emergency service now from now until Wednesday, and then we have regular service back on Wednesday.
Yep.
But, you know, we hope it's very difficult this time to get suppliers to open the doors. During this time, we carry a bunch of parts on our service truck as well as in the office. I brought in some extra furnaces.
Yep, just in case.
Just in case to make sure that we are ready to go if someone ends up not having any a cracked heat exchanger or something like that.
Yep. Very true.
Any other words of wisdom there, Mr. Gilbert?
Same sort of thing. I just tell people, you know, everybody knows the sounds of their home, so... You know, it's all white noise that you think, but you know the sound of your refrigerator or your furnace or your dryer, all those things. So, if all of a sudden that appliance is making a different noise, that's an alarm, that's a trigger telling you that something's going to happen, and you might as well react to it sooner than later, because later it's going to be an expensive repair. Sooner it could just be a minor adjustment.
Well, we're coming up to our third song, Scott's One, Vanessa's One.
Steve, zero.
Zero for Steve. But you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
One's for you, Steve. I don't know.
Frost. Rudolph? No, Jack Frost.
Really?
Not Frosty the Snowman?
Frosty the Snowman.
Well, I thought it was a trick. I thought it was a trickster.
I throw you one of those
ones. Frosty
like
the Snowman.
A lob
ball. I thought
it
was Jack Frost because it was all about a snowman, too. Come on, honestly.
What's that say?
It says...
Number three is Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Rudolph was the last one.
Don't embarrass me, because you know what happened just at the break.
We had an equipment malfunction.
You almost fell out. You fell out of your chair, man.
But we got it fixed in between.
I thought we were going to have to do first aid. I did.
Okay. Now, I received an email today, or an email this week, which says, property renewal considerations. And this is from Gallagher Insurance, who looks after my house insurance.
Right.
And I'm going to get you to read, because I didn't bring my glasses, so I can't read it.
The star one. This here, or you want the blue stuff?
No, just the star one.
Okay. Well, flooding is becoming a more frequent natural hazard in Canada. Severe weather events that used to happen every 40 years.
Not at the star.
He's not at the star.
Oh, where do you want me to... I've just got the circle part here.
No. The star. Beside the star.
Oh,
yeah. Now, you guys know what I deal with all week long.
Okay. If all persons in the household are going to be away for longer than 96 consecutive hours, how many days is that?
You want me to do math?
That's 4 days. 4 days. 96 consecutive hours during the usual heating season, you need to... shut off the water supply and drain the pipes and arrange for a competent person to enter the house to ensure that the heat is being maintained. Failure to notify us could violate some policy conditions.
So, you know, we always hear people say, well, someone's got to check the house every 24 hours or 48 hours. But I thought it was interesting that they're saying drain the water out of your pipes, shut your water off. Which, again, is not a bad thing, because a lot of people don't know where their water shutoff is in their house.
Yep.
So at least you'll find that out. But you need someone that's competent. So, sorry, Steve, I can't bring you in because you can't even read beside the star that, you know, how to come in and check your heat and make sure that it's functioning right. Now,
can I see your pen for a second?
If you have a real
let me see your pen. Okay.
If you have a real smart thermostat, sometimes I wonder if that smart thermostat.
See? That's how you mark something to be read.
Okay.
That's okay. Yes.
But if you have a smart thermostat that could tell you if you have troubles, if that would, or they still want somebody to come
in. They still want somebody to come in. They want somebody to come in because even though you may have a thermostat, which tells you the thermostat, the temperature's gone down. I mean, you could even have a camera in the house because people have cameras in the house. They've got thermostats in the house. They've got all kinds of stuff in the house. But they still want someone to walk into that property.
Well, the one that I thought was the greatest, and I don't know why they ever got rid of it, but Honeywell had a thing that you set a temperature on it and you plugged it into a receptacle and you plugged the light in. So if you were driving by the house and that light was on, the temperature was below 60 or whatever you had it set at. So, you know, you could drive by.
Those are the days that they had the clapper?
Yes. Yeah, they had the clapper back then. I miss the clapper. You're clap in bed, on. You clap. And
clap
that's
on.
Right.
Clap off. Yeah, clap on, yeah. Clap off. The clapper. Yeah.
Maybe we should get a royalty from clappers for that little commercial singing there.
Now, they do have something which is that Honeywell made, and it's a valve which, if it detects an unusual amount of water being going through it, it will actually shut the water off to the house.
Yeah,
it actually shut it down.
Which is not that's a pretty good thing.
It is a very good thing.
Had a leak,
yes.
You know, you had a friend that had a humidifier tube that the plastic. We do not recommend plastic tubes. Always copper.
Yep, popped off. And he left on a Friday, got back on Sunday night, and walked into the basement and stepped into like 2 inches of water.
Yeah.
All from a quarter-inch humidifier. Wow.
Yep, that's quite a problem. And I mean, like you started to read there, even though it wasn't the spot I had, there is a lot of information in this renewal about flooding and water.
Yeah, so. Every 40 years, it now can happen every 6. So keep that in mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Service your sump pumps as well, right, and your sump pits.
Exactly.
Yes.
So another last question that came in, it says, my furnace is 15 years old. How old?
15.
It says, I have had a maintenance performed every year. The control board has failed.
Okay.
Which is roughly $1,200.
Right.
Is it better to replace the entire unit or go ahead with the replacement of the control board?
Well, so here's the thing. I mean, thank you for maintaining it so well. It's probably, it's lasted 15 years with no issues because of that. The control board is an integral part of a furnace, but keep in mind that if you spend $1,500 on a control board, now everything else in that furnace is 15 years of age. The blower motor, the venter motor, the gas valve, all those things, the heat exchanger. So keep that in mind. If you spend that $1,200 or $1,500, don't be angry with your contractor if they just say, you know, you might want to put this into a new system, but you want to keep it. Understand that. But then when something happens 6 months down the road or even next year and it's going to cost you another couple $1,000, you've almost purchased a new furnace. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, it is. You know, life expectancy is 12 to 15.
Yep.
So when you hit 15,
you're really on borrowed time.
Yeah, wouldn't be putting a lot of money into it. Now, we also should congratulate a couple of the curling teams that we sponsor.
Okay.
Team Tuck.
Team Tuck.
Which is Kim Tuck and Wes Forget, or it's French.
Forget.
Forget, yeah. That's how you just say it. they
just
made
like Gilbert is Gilbert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They made it to the semifinals of the St. Thomas mixed doubles.
Yes.
As well as Scott McDonald and Laurie Eddy.
Yep.
Made it on the other side to the. So I was thinking.
We got to the final.
I could have two play against each other in the final. Unfortunately, they both lost the semifinals. And Lisa Weigel.
Yes. And Jonathan.
There's a curling shot named after her.
Yes. The Tick.
The Weigel.
Yep.
And John Epping.
Yep.
Made it to the finals and won the event.
Wow. So that congratulations. Was great.
Yeah. But if you want to, we're going to be having the Ontario Mixed Doubles Championship in February at the St. Thomas Curling Club.
What weekend is that?
You know, you would ask me that. I don't have
it's
it
probably
in front
of it's me. After the senior provincial qualifiers, just to let you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really not looking forward to that.
I am.
Yeah. I know.
Thank you.
But So it will be, but if you want to see some great curling, that will be coming out. We're going to have entertainment Friday night. So you can come out and dance. Saturday night, come out and dance. Going to be a good time. So what's everybody doing for your Christmas?
Yeah, I'm headed to family's tomorrow. And then here in London to see a couple of aunts and my father-in-law. It'll be lovely.
I've got Lexi, two dogs, and four puppies that are going to just love Christmas, right?
So we need to go see the puppies.
And do you still have one for sale?
Yeah, there's still one for sale, yeah.
And what, it's a horse, is it, or what's it called?
No, it's a Cane Corso puppy. She's beautiful. She's a blue, so she actually has blue eyes, and she's really a gorgeous puppy.
Yeah.
And why do you still, I thought you sold three.
Three are gone. There's still one left, yes.
Well, why do you have four? Like, why are they still there? I thought they're gone. No?
They can't leave just yet, Peter. January 16th is their day that they get to...
That they leave the house.
That they're evicted.
Get out.
So,
what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm cooking a 28-pound turkey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to do that on Christmas Day. So I'll start preparing, you know. Takes time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gotta hand rub that bird.
The worst thing is, really, it's raining and the ground isn't frozen.
Oh, so
And I got Tundra's going to
be, Tundra's going to be, just a brown dog.
It's like today I put her out in the morning and I thought, why aren't you barking?
Oh, yeah, because she's
and then
rolling.
She just lay in there in the rain, and now she's got a muddy and a smelly dog, and I'm going, this is, who was the one who made this rain? So,
yes.
But we want to wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas and
Merry
a happy
Christmas.
Holiday.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Feliz Navidad to all of you.
Yes,
you.
Very nice.
And we will be back next Saturday.
Are we?
For our New Year's Eve show. Can't wait. Thank you, Steve, for wearing a Christmas sweater, and Vanessa for wearing a Christmas
Thank you,
sweater.
Amazon, for the delivery of my Christmas sweater. You should have seen the one I was going to get. It was, but Vanessa, I was actually going to get a, it was interesting, it was a hoodie, too, because he hates hoodies, Juan. So I was going to get, you know, an ugly Christmas sweater in hoodie format. Yeah, that
would
just.
New Year's Eve hoodies.
Next year.
Yeah, next year, yes.
So you're listening, when you can't listen to us on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.